Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your love and your care and your watch over. We thank you for that you watch over us, Lord. We just thank you for this springtime, this time of year when everything's turning green up here in the beautiful Osage. We just thank you for that. Father God, we ask that you be with us now and lead and guide and direct us, Lord. Be ever present with us. We know that you're there to help us throughout our days and our time with needs. Lord, I ask that you just be with all the veterans and the people that are abroad that are there for the protection of the nation. I just pray that you be with them. I pray that you look after and be with our children, Lord. I ask today that you be with this body of Congress as we consider and deliberate on legislation that is for the benefit of the Osage people. I thank you that you've allowed me to be in this position, and I just am ever mindful that it's only by your will that we walk and we draw breath. I just thank you today, and all these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Okay. It says Congresswoman Edwards was absent. She wasn't here when roll call was done, and then she came in, but we've got a motion to approve the minutes with six yes. So I don't know what needs to be corrected either. Congresswoman Edwards was here, or okay.
She came in right after the vote was taken.
Okay. Thank you for that. Congressman Stabler.
Under this second motion to amend under consideration of legislation, in the second paragraph, it says insert $8,680,674, but the numeric is off. Also strike dollars between, it should say $8,088,674.
Okay. So the parenthetical numerical equivalent needs to be brought into line with the written?
Yes.
Well, I don't recall, but one of them's wrong. wrong because they don't match.
I believe the second numerical number is the number that was stricken, so.
I'm going to yield to the clerk and ask her to review what amendment, the written amendment. Can we, is it the committee's will to go ahead and approve as amended, or corrected? Okay.
Need to approve the minutes. So, Tammy? April 8th is corrected. April 9th is corrected.
Second.
I have a motion and a second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay, the minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is appropriations review. I haven't, as the chair, put anything specific under that heading. Is there anything the committee would like to discuss today under appropriations review? Seeing none, we will. Congresswoman Edwards.
So, having made.
I'll give you mine.
When are we, so we have a, didn't we get a recommendation to hold legislation that has appropriations in it until such time as the, I don't know if it was projected revenue report or was it the resolution?
So we passed out the resolution to report out this morning.
Right, so my question is, with respect to the legislation that we have in committee that has appropriations in it, is there going to be a recommendation from the committee regarding that?
I would think that we need to come up with a new, since we have a recommendation to hold, I think we need to come up with a recommendation of what to do now, since we have gotten totals from the treasurer and revamped. Congresswoman, excuse me, our budget analyst has the appropriated revenue report up to date in alignment with what we've done in the resolution, correct? Okay, so do we want to approve that appropriated revenue report and recommend that we have that much money within? Can you pull that up for us, please, Ms. Sneed? Thank you for thinking of that, Congresswoman.
I might be the only one that has appropriation legislation in my committee. But I see there's another appropriation coming up today.
Do you need the keyboard and the mouse to get that up?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you go to exercise this morning?
Yes.
Good for you. She goes to exercise at 5:30.
Also, I guess while we're waiting for her to get that up, do we want, we will report out the ONCR, where is it? ONCR 1908 this morning, just as a committee. Do you feel it necessary to move this on along throughout the process today, or would you prefer for it just to take its normal course? Congressman Potts.
I think we need to at least be on general order day two. If there's more non-tribal funding coming as a request today, then that number would need to be increased in non-tribal revenue in the resolution. It's only currently increased for the amount for SAMHSA grant. So if there's more requests for funding, we'll at least need it parked on general order day two.
So that'll be, once I read it in, that's what I'll do. I'll move it to general order day two on tomorrow's agenda.
That's okay. One day to get funding requests in.
I don't understand. Don't they know the deadlines?
Okay. Ms. Sneed, do you have the document up? Bottom line is, I guess, where we want to go and look and see where we are.
This is with the adjusted interest.
Okay. So that's what we have left for appropriation in FY19.
$240,565?
Yes. Okay. So I'm sitting here awaiting a motion for how the committee wants to proceed.
Could you print that out and have it stamped in by the clerks so that we have a reference document to approve? Thank you.
Yes, please. Congressman Big Horse.
Madam Chair, do you know how many pieces of legislation there are that have dollars tied to them?
I have not made that calculation yet. The only one, three?
That I know of.
They're all in the Commerce Committee, the GovOps Committee.
One just got filed. It was on first reading today. One's the SAMHSA grant, and the other one is the wildland fire, and how much is that for?
$53,000.
Okay, those are it that I know of.
Excluding the SAMHSA. Okay, excluding the SAMHSA, what is the total of the request? We know what the SAMHSA is. I didn't know what the other ones were.
Do you have those totals, Ms. Sneed? Congresswoman Pratt?
I just wanted to say, clarify that it's 83, and it was a last year's appropriation that was returned. And then because at the beginning I didn't know where we stood, I currently, the way it is written, is to come out of the retained revenue fund and go into the capital asset fund.
Okay, so as a sponsor, FYI. As a sponsor considering what's in the general fund, are you going to make any changes to that appropriation bill? I'm just curious. You can do please.
Well, I don't recall what else is on there. I mean, I would like for it to stay the way it is if it can, just, I don't know, to help. But it's I also get the retained revenue. So, I haven't thought about that just yet, okay. Because I'm just seeing the
Well, thank you for
numbers,
the information.
But I just wanted to clarify where it's written to come out of at this moment.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Big Horse.
Yeah, my questioning was just to see that, make sure that we weren't going over the...
And that's a good point. So do we have a total on what's filed coming out of the general fund of the Treasury?
Right now,
okay.
And I don't have the matching grant.
Which is non-tribal funds, and this document tracks tribal.
Right, and so this would be the only one. And I still need to get some clarification on, because I have here on my report money left in the retained general fund and the retained revenue fund. So I'll need to get some clarification on that from Congressman Potts.
Okay. So I guess this, you said there was another bill on first reading today or that was filed, Congressman Edwards?
Yes, it said it was on first reading. Does anybody have the agenda for today?
I don't, but I have a tracker, and let's see if it's on our tracker.
It won't be on yesterday's tracker. It was just filed yesterday, so it won't be on yesterday's tracker.
Can you pull up the amount that's in that?
Sure.
And if it's coming out of the general fund, if the request is coming out of the general fund?
Authorize and appropriate $9,423 to the matching grant fund to meet the match requirement of Indian Health Services grant for the Pawnee Surface Unit multi-tribal individual water and sewer project and to establish an alternate effective date.
Where does it say in the body, where does it say it's from?
The general fund.
It's supposed to say where it's from.
Out of the general fund of the Treasury.
Okay, so a
upon this quick review, I believe the only request coming out of the general fund, which is the balance of $240,565, would be $9,423 at this point of legislation filed. Is you guys in agreement with that? Okay. Okay, so we're waiting for a stamped copy so we can make a recommendation to the body of Congress. Do we want to go ahead and start reviewing legislation while we wait for that document, and then Ray can come back to it once we get it to make this motion, or do we want to wait right now and get this all taken care of?
I'd like to get it taken care of. I mean, how long is it going to take to get it?
Did you send that to the printer, Ms. Sneed?
Well,
let's take a brief recess to get that document. We are in recess. I guess we don't have a clerk to turn us off, so we'll sit here and wait.
Angela, what's the number of your bill?
I think 63. I can't remember now. I'm going to look. So I just rounded it at 65.
Or no, what's the number 85. Of your bill? What's the number of your bill?
The definitions bill or the other?
No, the bill that has
the wildland fire bill. Wildland fire bill.
Can you come this afternoon? Can you come?
We're not in recess. We are still on the air.
Oh.
Sorry. We didn't have a clerk to turn us off.
Can I still talk to her?
If I moved it over, I just rounded up to 85. If I moved it over, plus the 9423.
No, I'm just trying to put it on an agenda.
146,
142. Wait, it's 146?
No, I'm talking to Marie. If you add the two together, if I moved it over from retained revenue to the other. So what are you saying today?
I'm saying, can you present today or tomorrow morning on that bill? I didn't realize it was out of retained revenue. I could have put it on an agenda before now, but okay.
Well, our recommendation wasn't specific to
Right. It just said all appropriations.
It said all appropriations legislation, so.
Then I'm right. This afternoon? Or immediately following session?
That would be fine.
Okay, I'll say this afternoon.
I can discuss what it is, because it's the same appropriation as last year.
Thank you, Ms. Sneed, for doing that.
Yes, I need them for that. Thank you.
Congresswoman, could you please hand those around? Okay, we have the fiscal year 2019 appropriated revenue tribal appropriation report. It is stamped in at April 10th, 8:50 this morning. We just reviewed it on the big screen. I am going to entertain a motion, Congressman Potts.
Motion to approve the fiscal year 2019 appropriated revenue tribal appropriation report dated April 10th at 8:50 a.m.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor? Did you say what did you say? To accept it? We need to make
to approve it.
To approve it? Okay. All in favor of approving the report, signify by saying yes.
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 Chair is looking for a motion to make a recommendation to Congress.
Move to report to Congress that the amount listed on the revenue report, fiscal year 2019 appropriate revenue - tribal appropriation report, is available for spending, and bills currently held in committee can be processed.
Did you get that? Would you please write that?
I can
remember what I said. I tracked the name on the...
Okay. Madam Clerk, are you good with that motion, or do we need a written copy of it?
If she can restate it, that would be great. I have the amount listed on the FY 2019 appropriated revenue tribal appropriation report is currently the amount available
for appropriation. And recommend.
And that bills containing appropriations currently in standing committees may be processed. You might add the date of the report is April 10th, 2019, 8:50.
And I have a second from Congressman Potts.
I believe it was Congresswoman Good Fox.
Congresswoman Good Fox. Are we good, Madam Clerk?
I believe so.
Okay, all in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. We will report that out to Congress this morning so we can move legislation through. I also want to note that I won't go there. Okay, so let's move on from appropriations review. And now we are on item number 6, ONCA 1931, an act to amend and replace 15 ONC section A101 to add definitions and applicability to Osage legislation and recipients of Osage funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Pratt is the sponsor and is here with us at the table, as well as Treasurer Littleton. And I believe we stopped. I don't have my document in front of me where we stopped yesterday.
There's a copy for you. You can have one.
Sorry, your documents.
It's cool.
Before we get annual budget, did we review that?
Yes, we were down at annual projected revenue report, and then we began to have the discussion because it would now appear. Oh, I have the handouts from the treasurer notes. So it would be projected revenue report, so it would appear in the P's and not the A for annual. And then I believe we were at we ended at projected revenue report. And then the projected revenue resolution.
Okay. So, following the legislation, annual budget, approved a budget. Okay,
there's just some words. The annual projected revenue resolution would now be in projected revenue resolution. And there's, you can see where the words crossed out and the additions in blue, and it's just some, again, I can't tell you exactly if you have a question specifically why some verbiage was changed. The treasurer can answer that. Some of them are minimal changes in wording.
Okay. Are there any questions? Do we need to move on? Okay, please continue on.
Okay, approve the budget.
Let me make a statement here. Yesterday, when we started this review, it was requested by a committee member that we just go through it before we come back and amend it. So I guess that's how we're going to proceed, continue to proceed today. Committee?
Well,
okay.
Let's continue. Because I was going to say, otherwise, if you have a question one by one, then I don't necessarily see a problem with that. I would just hold off on, like, just think, okay, I have an amendment right now.
Okay.
If I have a question on it and would like to discuss it, then the treasurer is here to discuss that with you.
Well, can I just confirm that we discussed yesterday that the definition as presented for projected annual projected revenue report is wrong? So do we just note that?
I guess we do, if we're not going to amend as we go.
All right.
Okay, please continue.
Okay. Hold on, I'm looking at three different things.
Let me ask a question. I told you to continue, but I see here on the document that you've handed us today that base pay adjustment has been marked out of the definitions bill as it's currently set. Is that correct?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Where are we? I thought we were at projected revenue resolution.
We just finished.
Okay. Can I have a question about projected revenue resolution?
Actually,
okay.
Annual projected revenue resolution. The reason it said enacted is because doesn't the principal chief need to sign off on that resolution?
Yes.
So it's not just passed by the Congress. It's an enacted resolution. If it's just passed by the Congress and not signed by the principal chief, then it's not it's a nullity.
Is there a reason why do you have a question there?
I think there was a statement as to why it said that, and the treasurer could possibly answer as to why they felt to strike out and enacted. Do you see that part right there?
I'm sorry, I was conversing with office on the
So the current definition of annual projected revenue resolution says it's an enacted resolution. And since the way resolutions become resolutions except as they pertain to the business of the Congress is by being enacted, that's why that language was there. And is there a reason that was taken out in favor of a resolution passed by the Congress, which is not effective until signed and enacted?
So you're questioning the word enacted?
I'm questioning why it was stricken.
Okay, and I apologize for having that lapse. I'm trying to remember our discussion in the meetings that we had with the controller and chief of staff and assistant principal chief when we went through these. And if I'm not mistaken, when we were considering that line, we thought that and enacted and passed by were redundant.
Controller, chief of staff, assistant chief was in on this meeting, was a sponsor in on this meeting?
I don't believe she was there on that meeting. I don't recall that.
Okay.
Any attorneys there? AG's office?
Not at that time, I don't believe.
Okay. Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think this definition would be in violation of ONCA 1652, which states that Section 4C, the Osage Nation Congress shall not appropriate annual budget funding at any time that exceeds the projected revenue stated in the most recently enacted projected revenue resolution for the applicable fiscal year.
Okay. Any more comments or questions on annual projected revenue? Okay. Congressman Bickhorst, sorry, I didn't see you.
Mr. Treasurer?
Yes, sir.
Would you have any heartburn with leaving an enacted that those two words in that definition? I don't see it being redundant.
Please, Treasurer Littleton.
Well, I guess my understanding is we're making suggestions that you're the body that writes the law. So so I guess the correct answer would be I may not feel good about it, but I'll live by it. How about that?
Fair enough.
Assistant Chief.
Our conversations that were brought about by 1857 and conducted here would conclude that something somewhere needs to say that the principal chief has the right to veto projected revenue resolution. The word enacted strengthens that concept before enacted.
It's stricken in the bill.
Why did you recommend it come out? Why is it recommended to come out?
I think the raising of the issue in 1857 was what raised our awareness of it. We did not revisit this after that. We did not visit 1857 until the restricted language or the conflicting language about having executive branch people on it. So that's where the disconnect occurred. We're fine with that.
I'm unclear on the explanation.
Well, let me explain.
Yes.
The Constitution says, we had this conversation in 1857. The Constitution says that the principal chief shall be presented with all bills and all resolutions unless they just pertain to the business of the Congress.
Correct.
Projected revenue resolution is much more than that. It pertains to the nation. It is not just the business of Congress.
Correct.
We attempted to get language change in 1857. I don't think we succeeded in changing the legislation where it was absolutely certain. I think we actually suggested it.
Madam Chair, we're discussing 1857 on discussion of 1931.
Congressman Potts.
As a point of order, we're discussing 1857 while discussing 1931.
That was, you're correct. I would agree that we need to move on. And in the definitions, although definitions do apply to our budgeting, that's what this definition bill does. Congresswoman Edwards.
So annual revenue. Used once in the Budget and Control Act, never in appropriations law. So does that mean if the Budget and Control Act, the budget control, is that what BNC means? Sorry.
Is
that a question to someone?
Yes, either the sponsor, probably the sponsor or whoever.
What was the question?
Where you were referencing
this charge. Okay, I have a point of order, and I would like to say something. And this is exactly why I brought this here, because we're going one by one by one. And there was discussions had last night that one side doesn't feel like they haven't tried or anything like that. And that's why I brought this. There was discussion that it's ludicrous that I would bring a bill regarding all of this because it's not my passion. And appropriations, no, it's not my passion. I haven't sat on this committee every time. But, I mean, I feel that it's just as ludicrous when one of you all bring a language or culture bill. But I go ahead and vote for it to support it so that we can get somewhere. And we have, it's been a while since these definitions have been gone over collectively, and we just confirmed a treasurer. These are his concerns. These are the individuals who are going to work on the work with this daily, and this is what works for them. And so I wasn't party to all of the meetings that you all have had, but I know that I have seen what's gone on throughout this session, and that this is exactly why. This is exactly why. Yeah, my point is, that's why this is sitting here. That's why we're going by this one by one, because of the attitudes that come in and the comments. And it's ridiculous.
Congresswoman,
unprofessional.
We're reviewing legislation right now. These types of conversations can go on, not at the committee table. I'm trying to see your point of order that I should rule on.
Well, I don't guess you need to rule on it. That's my point. But the point is, everyone else can make rude comments and be disrespectful, but if I'm sitting here saying what I think and saying why
Congresswoman,
this is not getting anywhere, why am I shut down?
What you say isn't rude.
Motion to recess.
Second. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
We're in recess.
So my question was,
hold on a second.